Blog Talk Radio.
Good God day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your sweet name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you so much, oh God. Thank you, hallelujah. It is all about you, Jesus. It is all about you. What a wonderful God we serve. He is alive. Jesus is alive. Oh, glory to God. Forevermore. Dear Lord God, you are our shepherd. You are our perfect God. You are our perfect keeper. Oh, glory to God. You are our perfect protector. You are our perfect provider. You are our perfect love. And the lover of our souls. The Holy Book says in 1 John 4:17-18, I said 1 John 4:17-18, herein our love, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have the boldness, woo, glory to God, in the day of judgment, in these days, that we may have the boldness because our Savior, because of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And if we have that boldness as he is, so are we. Hallelujah. In this world. Verse 18 says, there is no fear in God's love, but perfect love casts out fear. Why? Because fear has torment. And he that feareth, the word of God says, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. We must keep our love walk open. We must keep our love, the spirit within us. We must keep it free from hatred in the name of Jesus. Hatred of people, but we don't compromise in the name of Jesus. For we walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith, and we do not walk by all of this that's going on in this world. What we see, what we hear, what we touch, what we smell. We do not walk by sight. Hallelujah. And we certainly do not walk by these fears. Corona and all these other things that's popping out everywhere. Fear did not come from God. I'm going to say it again. Fear did not come from God. Fear came from disobedience way back in the garden. Genesis 3:9. Fear came from Satan, who is the author. He is the father of all lies. He is the father of deceptions, defeats, diseases, torment, and a whole lot more. Glory to God. And that's why Hebrews 12:2 says, I am looking unto Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the old rugged cross. Glory to God. Despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of Almighty God. God bless you, Radio Land, and all of you that are online listening to us on today. Renee, please come in and join your mother, honey. God bless you.
God bless you, mommy. God bless you. I'm just enjoying. I'm enjoying the program.
Ooh, glory to God. You know I need you with me.
I know. I kind of forgot I had to work. I'm sorry.
Oh, my daughter. You
sitting back and enjoying everything. Amen.
I thank
God,
God
be
for
all
you.
The glory.
I thank God for you. I call ourselves the Ruth and Renee Praising Team. We
Amen.
Love to praise the Lord.
Amen.
We love to praise God.
Yes, we do. Yes, he's so
Renee,
good. He's so good.
He is
Why
so
wouldn't
wonderful.
You praise him? Why wouldn't you
exactly.
praise him? Why wouldn't you praise a Lord, a Father, a God like this? Why wouldn't
That's
you praise
right.
him? He bestows
Absolutely.
His unconditional, irrevocable, inexhaustible
Woo!
Love
That's
on
it.
Us every
on
day.
Every
all
day.
Day and every day.
Yes.
Since we
Amen.
Have been born up
yes.
until now. Why wouldn't
yes.
you serve him? Why wouldn't
That's
you want
right.
to love him?
He
Why wouldn't you want to talk to him? Why wouldn't you
That's
want
right.
to be with him? Why wouldn't you
Amen.
Want to have him in your life? Why wouldn't
Ooh.
You want to serve him?
That's it.
Who wouldn't serve
That's
a God
it.
Like that?
It's a sad situation when they don't want to. They don't
yes.
know who he is. Renee, you know, the
yes.
month of February, we call it the love month. It
yes.
is almost over, but I
yes,
thank
it is.
God for the perfect love of God. His great and perfect love never stops working.
Never.
Holy
never.
Scripture and prayer. It never, and
yes.
especially for his own children. Now,
yes,
the Word
absolutely.
Of God says, the Word of God says that he smiles on the unjust, just like he smiles on the just. But for his children, he never stops working. Romans 5:8, it says, but God commendeth his love, woo, glory to God, toward you and I, toward us, toward mankind, that even while we were yet sinners, glory to God, Jesus Christ our Lord willingly came to die, suffer, and then go to hell. He went to hell, and then he was resurrected, and we serve a living Jesus. Glory
yes,
to God.
He lives forever.
Forevermore.
He is alive, and he is well. And he
is
on
well.
His way back here for
oh,
his church.
Jesus
his
coming.
Bride,
yes,
his
he
bride.
Is.
He
That's
is coming
it.
Again to come
you know,
and fetch
people,
away his bride.
That's right. The people have been hearing this down through centuries of time. But you know what? They better thank God, and we better thank God that he delayed his coming. Because
True.
If he didn't, we would not have that opportunity
True.
To be saved. And
the
we're
mercy
going to
of
talk
God.
About that. That's right, the mercy of God. But you know, there comes a tipping point. You know, when things keep filling up, evil keeps taking over, people looking like they seeing how filthy they can get. It's like a contest on how low down, how filthy can I get? You know, there's a tipping point. And it's like, you know, you just keep on doing and going and until it runs over.
But look at the long suffering. Look at the long suffering and the mercy of God.
Long suffering.
Because
and that's
it is not his will that any should
that
perish.
That any should perish. He doesn't
that
want
all,
that.
That all should come
that
to repentance.
That everyone would come to repentance. Amen. Honey,
thank
do
God
me a favor,
he delayed
please.
His coming.
I know that's right. Would you get 1 John 2 and 5 and read that in the King James? I tell you what, just read 1 John 4 and 12 and read that in the King James and the Amplified, because I'm so excited about our lesson today, and I'm trying to move on into that. So why don't you do 1 John 4 and 12. Read that in the King James Version and the Amplified.
1 John, you said
God.
1 John 4 and 12?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It reads in the King James Version, it says, no man hath seen God at any time.
All right, now.
If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us.
Ooh. Ooh.
And,
all right now.
In the Amplified, let me see if I can find
Thank
it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. His love.
In the Amplified Classic Edition,
uh-huh.
It says, no man has at any time yet seen God, but if we love one another, God abides, lives, and remains in us, and his love, that love which is essentially his, is brought to completion, to its full maturity, runs its full course, and is perfected in us.
See, and that's why the Holy Spirit was saying, allow perfection, allow perfect. Oh, I praise God for that. Well, this is what I want you to do, babe. Continue on with our greetings to our leaders, our sponsors. Bless our listeners. We thank God for our listeners. Woo! Glory to God. And this is international. This is international. And I thank God for people all over the world. We want you to be blessed, and we want you to be encouraged in these various countries. We want you to be encouraged and love Jesus, and we want to tell you more about him. We are so thankful for all of you who are supporting and praying for this ministry on a continuous basis. Go ahead, sweetheart, and would you tell them to make sure they have their Bibles or write these scriptures down?
Amen. Truly, it is, we count it a privilege and an honor. First, we give glory and honor and worship and all adoration to the head of our lives, our
yes.
Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And
yes.
Truly, we give recognition and respect to our pastors, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady
yes.
Monica R. Miles of the
yes.
International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And we also
yes.
give respect and recognition to our sponsors, our covering our sponsors and founders of Harvest New Life Church
That's
International,
right.
Apostle Charles
yes.
E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. We thank
yes.
God for them allowing us to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God.
All
and we thank God for the listening audience. We thank you for your support.
Oh,
we thank
yes.
you for tuning in with us every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. Hopefully you have been enjoying and have been blessed by this ministry. If you
Praise
need
God.
To contact us, please go to harvestnewlifechurch.com. to contact us or to see or learn any more about, to learn more about Harvest New Life Church International, again, or you can give us a call at area code 214-897-9554. That's area code 214-897-9554. All right, Mom, everything is in your hands.
All right. We're going to pray. St. Luke 18:1 says, Jesus gave certain instructions in a parable about fainting, giving up, losing heart, throwing in the towel. We have to trust in him. We have to trust in him at all. And the word says, men ought to always pray. That doesn't just mean man, but mankind. That's women, girls, and boys. We ought to always pray and not faint. Hallelujah. We're going to do that. We're going to call on the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for being, we thank you for yet being in the land of the living on this side of life.
Yes,
many people
Father.
Have left here, but you still have us here, and you have us here for a reason. And those that have not received you as Lord and those that have strayed away and took the wrong direction, we're going to open up that door. One thing about going in the birthing room, you know, a woman it can go into labor at any time. And it can happen at any time, any place, and anywhere. And right and shortly, we're going to do that. We're going to go into that birthing room. We're going to open up that door so that anyone want to love this Jesus like we love him, and knowing that we need him. Scripture says without him, we can do nothing. And, you know, everybody's trying to do their own thing. Father, we need you. We need you like never before. And so
yes,
we
Father.
Thank you. We're calling out for some mother's daughter today. We're calling out for some father's son. We're calling out for the people who are listening and crying out for help. We want to take them straight to the throne room right now and ask you, dear Father, to come into their hearts. Put your nail-scarred hands on every hurting place, every suffering place, every painful hurt in the name of Jesus. Lord, we got a call last night on the phone that a seven-year-old was about to, they were expecting that child to die. And we prayed the prayer of faith. We're believing God for a miracle. It isn't, you know, people used to wait, Father, till they got real old to come to God. But, oh, we don't know the moment nor the hour. And so we're asking, it's birthing time right now. And we're asking anyone who wants to know this Jesus, because he's coming back sooner than we think. It's time to get ready. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He says, I love you so much. I've given my life for you. I came for you. If you were the only person in the whole wide world, he would have still died for you.
Yes.
And I thank you, dear Jesus. So I want you to say and repeat these simple words with me and say, Lord Jesus, I need you right now. Help me. Come into my heart. I repent. Please forgive me for the way that I've been living and putting you on the back burner or putting you aside. I lift my hands to you, O God, and I realize that I cannot do anything without you. It is in you that I live. Lord, help me. I thank you, and I believe that you are coming into my heart right now. I receive you. Come on, say that with me. Bottom of your heart. I receive you.
I receive you.
Lord and my
as
Savior.
My Lord and my Savior.
And this I pray. Oh,
this
hallelujah.
I pray.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
And
Amen.
Our sisters and brothers who took that wrong direction, you know about God. You know how to come home. You know the way home. Woo! The Father's arms are wide open. His arms are wide open for you right now. Oh, hallelujah. Come home to Jesus. And there's a party being given in your behalf. And we want to tell you right now, welcome.
Yes,
for
those who
God.
Said that prayer of repentance, welcome to the family of God. And for those who rededicated your lives to Christ
That's
on
right.
today, we say welcome home. There is a celebration that is taking place
Glory.
In heaven. And there is a celebration
yes.
even now in the body of
yes.
Christ all around the world for you in the spirit. We are rejoicing with you on this day.
We are
for today
rejoicing.
Is the beginning of the rest
yes.
of your life in the kingdom
yes.
of God.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come on, daughter. Let's celebrate with our new family.
Hallelujah.
New...
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Glory
Thank
to God.
You,
Jesus.
Thank
Woo!
You, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
That was,
hallelujah.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Amen.
The kingdom of God increases every day.
Yes.
Oh,
every
that is
day,
a beautiful thing.
All around
there are many who come
all around the clock
to be redeemed
that's right.
from the
that's
curse
right.
of the law and to inherit eternal life and
yes.
to be saved. Oh,
yes.
what a wonderful, joyous occasion.
Yes.
Every single day. But
in
yes,
the name of Jesus.
The fields are white.
It's, yes, it is.
The harvest yes. is plentiful.
Yes, it is.
But we need more laborers.
In the vineyard. Well, now we thank God, and we want to get back into our beautiful lesson, the 23rd Psalm that everybody, especially Christendom, knows that psalm by heart. And if you don't know it by heart, you need to learn it. You need to say it and learn it and realize that there is a new way of looking at that psalm. 30 perfect things that we gather from the psalms, and we are every portion of it, we're going to talk about the perfection of what our God has done for us. And we're still on verse 2. We've been on verse 1, and we've been on verse, and now we're on verse 2. And we're only taking portions of the verse. And today, the verse is, we've already did it. You want to repeat it up until this point, sweetheart? The Lord is my shepherd. Glory to God. All right. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me. That's the last one we did last time.
Were you looking for me? Were you trying
That's all right. That's okay. That's all right.
Sorry, we were
Bless
experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay,
but...
No problem.
I was trying
to
fix some things.
Okay. He
yes.
maketh me. That was the one that we did last program. And today, the one we're going to do is lie down. And the point is... the Lord being our shepherd, he's a perfect God. My shepherd is, he's a perfect keeper. I shall not want, or not want, he's perfect satisfaction. Last week, maketh me, he's a perfect director. And today, lie down, we're talking about perfect rest. All right. You with me,
Amen.
Darling?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah,
would
perfect
you,
rest. That's important.
Yes,
especially now
amen
in this day and time.
Yes, amen. Yes. Let's start with scripture, Psalm 37, 7.
Okay.
Psalm 37, 7. And we're going to do that in both the King James Version and the Amplified. And I want you to look for the word rest. Remember, he maketh me. It's not, I don't want to lay down. I don't want to. No. Scripture says he maketh me to lie down. So let's talk about perfect rest, because he knows that his children need rest.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 37, 7.
Amen. The King James Version reads Psalm 37, 7. It says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
Wait patiently.
Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass.
Wicked devices, uh-huh.
Now that is
all right.
In the King James Version.
King
We're going
James.
To look at that same scripture in the Amplified Classic Edition, which is Psalm 37, verse 7. And in the Amplified Classic Edition, it says, be still.
Be still. Ooh.
And rest in the Lord.
And rest in the Lord.
Wait for him.
Wait. Mm-hmm.
And patiently lean yourself upon him.
Wow.
Patiently lean yourself upon him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his own way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass.
Or any kind of wicked devices. Don't worry about that.
Because the Lord said, be still.
He said, be still.
And rest in him.
Yes. And, that's
and wait for him
us.
And patiently lean ourselves upon him.
Upon him. He says, patiently. This is why, you know, we need to rest. And rest not only sleep, but rest in our mind. Rest in our spirit. We got to stop going to pieces when things come. Pull ourselves in. Quiet ourselves down. Be quiet and be still and see what God's saying. A little one, you always say, God is always talking. All the time.
Yes.
But we don't listen.
He speaks all the time. Yes.
He's speaking all the time to us.
He sure is.
So, okay, that's a good one. Rest right there. He maketh me to lie down. And talking about perfect rest. He's not making you lie down. He wants to punish you or something. He wants to get your attention. He wants your attention. We got all this distraction out here, all this noise. You can ride by cars and you can hear somebody else's car three cars over. They got blasting. God wants his people to rest. Okay, sis, sweetheart, do this for me. Find me Jeremiah 6:16. Jeremiah 6:16.
Okay, Jeremiah 6:16. In the King James Version, it reads, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way?
Okay.
And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Now that is the King James Version. And we're going to read it from the Amplified Classic Edition.
Oh my goodness.
And that scripture says, thus says the Lord.
Thus says the Lord.
Stand by the roads and look.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And look. Ask mm-hmm. for the eternal paths.
Yes.
Where the good old way is.
Uh-huh.
And then
uh-huh.
walk in it.
And that's the way to go.
And you will find rest for your souls.
My
but they said
Lord.
We will not walk in it.
They said,
you know, that part of the scripture
that
gets me is where it says, where the Lord says, stand by the roads and look and ask for the eternal paths where the good old way is.
Good old way. Yes.
And then he says, walk
Amen.
In it.
And he says, walk in it. And that is so important. But we said, and he said, we said, that the Bible says, and they said, or we said, we're not doing that.
But
and
if you walk in the old way, you will find rest for your souls.
Exactly. You wouldn't have to be smoking.
The eternal path where the good old way
and
is.
All of this stuff. You won't have
we
to
will
do
find
that.
Rest. Yeah.
You will find rest. God.
We will find
says,
rest.
It says, go the good old way. And that's the standard. Raising the standard. Using and looking to God's word. The
mm-hmm.
word of God will tell you everything you need to know. I tell you, if you read the word, you think you're reading today's newspaper.
Amen.
It's really, amen?
Amen.
Amen to that. What about 2 Corinthians? And keep me posted to time. What
We've
about
got about
second,
12 minutes.
All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 9 and 10. Would you read that in both Bibles? Both
okay.
Of.
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. In the King James Version, it reads, "And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong."
Yes.
That was the King James Version. We're going to read it now in the Amplified Classic Edition, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. It says, "But he said to me, my grace, my favor, and loving kindness, and mercy, my favor and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you. It is sufficient against any danger and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect. They are fulfilled and completed and show themselves most effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ, the Messiah, may rest. Yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. So for the sake of Christ, I am well pleased. Infirmities, insults, hardships, persecutions, perplexities, and distresses. For when I am weak in human strength, then am I truly strong, able, and powerful in divine strength."
Beautiful. There's two words that you use there in that particular scripture. And again, this is all talking about perfect rest. My grace, my favor is sufficient, and the word infirmity. I just want to give a couple of meanings for that. Sufficiency means I got more than enough. Sufficiency means my need is met. Sufficiency means I have an adequate amount. Sufficiency means a required amount. I have what, and if we would let go and let God and really looking unto Jesus, we will have, he said, my grace, my favor, my love, my all in all. He's Jehovah Jireh. Tell the audience what Jehovah Jireh means.
Is Jehovah Jireh the God of more than enough?
More than enough.
He is
You know, there, David said, "I was young, I've been young, and I'm old now, and I've never when he was alive, he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children, his seed, going around begging for bread. But we've got to be in his perfect rest in the name of Jesus. Let me talk a little bit about infirmity. Weakness, weak of mind, body, and spirit, insecure, poor health, deteriorating in vitality, sickly, feeble, not solid, not stable, frailty, and dis-ease. Dis-ease or disease. Dis-ease means I'm uneasy. And when you get uneasy and full of these infirmities, then you get the disease. So we've got a lot. God is trying to get his children. This is why Psalm 23 is so vital to our nourishment, our spiritual nourishment, in order to have perfect rest. Okay, sweetheart, I think we have one more scripture.
All right.
Hope to pray that the audience has written these scriptures down, because I'm telling you, these scriptures will nourish you when pressure is upon you.
Yes.
That is Hebrew 4, 9, 10. Hebrew, no, 10 and 11. I believe that's
Hebrews 4.
Mm-hmm.
You said Hebrews 4, 10 and 11?
10 and 11, yes.
Okay, all right. Hebrews 4, 10 and 11. In the King James Version, it reads, "For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his."
Wow.
"Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief." Now that was the King James Version.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're going to look at it in the Amplified Classic Edition, as you have so graciously asked me to do.
Thank you.
I am going to get that in the Amplified Classic Edition. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 10 through 11.
Mm-hmm.
In the Amplified Classic Edition, it reads, "For he who has once entered God's rest,"
all right,
"also has ceased from the weariness and pain of human labors." "Just as God rested from those labors peculiarly his own."
Mm-hmm.
"Let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter that rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, that no one may fall or perish by the same kind of unbelief and disobedience into which those in the wilderness fell.
Oh, my, my, my. That's why the scripture says, he maketh me. He maketh me to lie down. Because he wants us to be in his rest. He wants to speak peace over us, perfect peace. And if you notice all of the readings, you keep hearing the word perfect, perfect. You know, the enemy has his goal is to always change. That's how he controls you and I. That's how he controls the people. Point out their imperfections. And therefore, as long as I got you looking at all the flesh and all the things that it's wrong and the failures, all your failures and your flops and all of that, as long as I got you looking at that, I got you under my thumb. I can control you. But if you look at what God, you don't know both see, God said about you, he said you are wonderfully and fearfully made. And he's, look at how long he has been so patient with us in our foolishness and things that we've done down through the years. And he has waited and waited and waited. He wants us to enter into perfect rest with him. What say you, my daughter? Hello?
You know, the rest, I'm here, mommy.
the rest
entering into his rest is health.
Yes.
Just like he said in Proverbs, and we're going to have to get ready to go in a little bit, and it'll be time for you to give the priestly blessing. But let me go ahead and say that when God told us to enter into his rest, he said his words are life to those who find them.
That's
and
right.
Health to all their flesh. Amen.
For all our flesh.
Amen. All right,
thank
you can,
you,
I'll leave it up to you now.
God.
It's time for the priestly blessing. Amen. Our time is gone.
Praise the living Jesus. All the Lord bless you today. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. And we praise God for his perfect rest. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory
we give your name the glory.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord, right now in the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Oh,
glory to
God.
God.
You
thank
are
you,
so
Jesus.
Worthy. Lord, you
hallelujah.
Are so worthy to be praised.
Oh, you are wonderful, Father. You are excellent, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we glorify
Dying
you. We magnify
glory.
You.
Dying
we praise
glory.
You, O God. Hallelujah.